This is Lori Prox. I'm here with Melissa Mitchell. Glad to have you on the phone, but we're going to have you here in Valdez in person Saturday night, February 13th. It's a great night. You're going to be like the date night lady here in Valdez. So we don't have too many opportunities like this. So tell us, there's a dance party, and I want to let people know this is going to be in the not in the theater. It's going to be actually in the ballroom so people can dance. So that's important to note. It is 21 and older, and it should be a great time. You have a band opening for you, the Tanana Rafters, and I got an opportunity to see them. They were down in Valdez for the wine walk, and they're a great little up-and-coming band.
Fun. I can't wait to see them.
Oh, you haven't seen them?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, yes, they're a lot of fun, so you're going to enjoy them. And tell us a little bit, Melissa, you've put out several CDs. So for folks who don't know you, tell us a little bit about you as a individual artist and what you've been doing the last few years. You have quite a few CDs and quite well known around the state.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. I have been playing for quite some time now. And yeah, as an individual artist, I've kind of been, just, you know, a singer-songwriter, basically, you know, just sort of putting a lot of different music out there. In fact, my first CD, Alma, is just hitting the 10-year mark, which is kind of exciting.
Wow.
I just was looking at the CD yesterday, and I was like, wow, it's actually like the 10-year anniversary of this record. So that's kind of neat. And over the years, you know, the music has just kind of morphed from being, you know, just my solo stuff to having several different incarnations of the quote-unquote Melissa Mitchell Band. And now most recently it's morphed into the Hope Social Club, which is the group that we're going to see this weekend. So it's pretty exciting, and I just am in love with this band.
Yeah, what kind of music can we expect from the Hope Social Club? And this is a fairly new conglomeration. It sounds like you've played with many of these artists for many years on different projects, but as a group, it's relatively new.
Well, the group itself has actually been sort of together touring around for the last couple of years, you know, in the summers and then, you know, some in the winter. Obviously, Rick, who lives in Valdez, Rick Nielsen, you know, he's been back in Valdez for a while now, so we've been less him, you know, sometimes. But the group actually, you know, kind of came out of the Melissa Mitchell Band, and then, you know, we added all these other amazing players into the scheme, which Spiff is another songwriter, so a lot of his music is incorporated in. We trade off harmonies, and now we've got, you know, basically everybody singing, except for our drummer, which we're working on now. So a lot of times we'll have like these five-piece harmonies. It, you know, derives out of like a singer-songwriter style music, and then with the electric guitars and the, you know, pedal steel and the drums and all this stuff, it sort of kind of leans into a bluesy, rocky sort of thing. So any given night, the vibe can be a little bit different. But typically when we're in Valdez, we tend to rock out.
Does that take a little pressure off of you to have all these other talented artists and bringing things to the table?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, the thing that, you know, I think when Spiff and I first started playing together, which was years ago, you know, originally we would share shows and we didn't really know each other's songs all that well. So I'd do a set, and he'd sing a couple songs with me that he knew, and then he'd do a set. And it certainly took the pressure off of one singer-songwriter having to cover what is typically a four-hour set of music, you know, at any venue in Alaska, which is also not typical of anywhere else in the United States. We tend to have the longest gigs. But, you know, that said, then over time, he and I learned each other's songs, and then we just started joining each other. So then we were playing the whole night, but it wasn't all just, you know, on me to perform the songs or him to perform the songs. So then we were able to kind of pick and choose our material a little, you know, a little more delicately for the room, you know, and that just, it just became a lot of fun. And then as we wove in other artists and musicians, you know, it certainly takes the pressure off when you've got people to play solos, and it just changes the whole dynamic of the music. It really raises the vibration a little bit, you know, and makes it just so much more fun, I think, to play with other people personally. So,
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of energy Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. I'm getting excited just listening. Start to 8 o'clock and it's going to go till midnight at the Civic Center. A great way to beat the winter blues. Now, age group-wise, you're pretty universal there as well. So is the Hope Social Club going to be something, you know, two different songwriters that everyone in the crowd is going to be able to identify with a song or in the set?
I think so. I think that's what we found, you know. Spiff and I are, you know, both, you know, are different writers in the sense that, you know, we write a lot from different, you know, places. He's got this very, you know, finger-picky singer-songwriter, like, style to him that you really want to lean in and listen to what he's saying, you know, because he's really telling a story. Mine tends to come from, you know, sort of this, like, guttural kind of rhythmic driving place, you know, and a little more sing-songy kind of stuff, but it all blends together now that we're playing together, you know, that it really shifts how the songs, you know, kind of how they breathe, you know, and I think that a lot of people do, you know, just sort of kind of lean in and listen to all of it and sing along, you know, and dance, and it's just a lot of fun.
All right, and we're here, of course, to promote Saturday night's show at the Civic Center. Melissa Mitchell and the Hope Social Club with the opening band Tananaw Rafters. But on our Friday show, good news, we try to find out a little bit more about the people we're interviewing. And it's fascinating for me because you write songs and you've been doing it for 10 years or more than 10 years. Your first
more
CD
than that,
came
yeah.
out. How do you start that process and where does that message come from? And that's, you know, and how you're probably going to, it's probably evolved over the last few years.
Well, yeah, so I grew up on the peninsula in Kasilof and, you know, didn't have a lot else to do, you know, so I wrote a lot. I wrote a lot of poetry. And it wasn't really until I graduated high school that I met somebody that taught me how to play guitar. And it just was kind of this immediate, you know, oh, I know three chords, now I can write songs, you know, and a lot of them were very, very simple, but still very personal, you know. And sort of just lend themselves to my own personal experience. And so over time, the songs have just come out of a place of growth. You know, usually that's where I'm writing from. I notice when I'm really going through like a internal or personal growth spurt, you know, songs come out. And so to me, they're sort of like, you know, self-prophetic writing, you know. I a lot of times I'll look back on a song and be like, wow, I really didn't know what that meant at the time I wrote it, and now all of a sudden it all makes sense, you know. So it's all, almost like my future self is writing sometimes, you know.
And talk a little bit about how when a song connects with someone in an audience. I know you've had people come up to you and say, I really, you know, relate to something that you said, you know. How was your first experience with that, and is then that's something you strive for, to making that connection with your audience?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much immediate. I mean, I always sang, and, you know, that's always been my vehicle, you know. I mean, I'm not a super great guitar player, you know. I'm a rhythm guitarist, and I use the guitar to support my writing, you know. So, you know, people connected with me when I was singing at a very young age, and that was always really powerful to me, and it drove me to want to sing more because it was this sort of deeper connection than you get with just talking to someone, you know, or whatever. So, you know, it just, like, over time, as I started writing songs and I noticed that people were connecting, a lot of times I was very surprised at what people were connecting with. You know, I mean, there's, like, this song Country Girl that I wrote years ago, and it's basically just a long poem put into song form, a story about, you know, a girl that grows up in the country, you know. It's just kind of this long story. And I thought it was just kind of a silly story that I told, you know. I didn't have any real true connection at the time. But so many people were like, oh my God, that's my life, you know, like weird stuff like that. So over time, I realized that it doesn't really matter. I have to write from the true place in my heart, you know, and I have to write from where it's coming from. And sometimes I don't know where it's coming from, but ultimately it's going to connect to somebody. And I just have to kind of trust that process, allow for it to flow. And then I'm always grateful when people can connect to that. I'm always surprised and grateful.
Now, how does being in Alaska or being an Alaskan make you different from other songwriters?
I don't know. I guess.
I just asked that question because I know a lot of people say she's our Alaskan songwriter. Like they give you that, you know.
Well, that's always sort of been interesting because I've never really wanted to be defined by that. I mean, we certainly have our Alaskan songwriters like Hobo Jim, you know, or, you know, people like that, that write, you know, about living in the cabin in the woods off the, you know, like that kind of thing and mush and dogs. And I don't write about that, you know. And honestly, I didn't feel like I was really writing from that place until I wrote Rooting Down, because it was specifically about my experience of like always wanting to leave Alaska and then choosing to kind of be here and really settle in. So I don't know, you know, I think, you know, songwriters are songwriters. They're coming from all different places, and I am just, I'm in love with the process and you know, and just in love with music. So I don't know that, I don't know. I mean, I guess I've been here, you know, my whole life, and so people kind of can relate to that. And I think there's a lot of people that would, you know, love to see like an Alaskan band, you know, kind of succeed. But like even like Jewel, I mean, she writes about a lot more, I think, Alaskan-y stuff than I do. You know, I don't know that I think I write more about heart stuff, but I don't know how that relates to people and makes them feel like I'm an Alaskan songwriter.
Yeah, and I don't think it's the topic of your songs. I think it's more that you're here and you stayed here and you're
successful. You know, I mean, God's honest truth, I stayed here because I had a daughter that I wanted to raise here, you know. Obviously, this isn't the best place to have a career musically, you know. I mean, it's pretty tough, and it's kind of a rough road, and you don't have a lot of exposure outside. It's extremely difficult to, you know, be quote-unquote successful, you know, making money, that type of thing, and getting exposure when you live here in Alaska. You know, so I have been very lucky, I guess, you know, that, you know, my life path sort of created a real home for me here to play music and express myself and, you know, sort of, you know, gain a family out of it, because I feel like when I do get the opportunity, anytime I go outside to play music, I have this huge, like, you know, sort of like, I have people holding me here, you know, that really love me and believe in me, you know, and that's something that I think a lot of songwriters probably don't have, that community, you know, that sense of like a real community that's kind of supporting them as they go out and do their thing, you know.
All right, and so, I think there'll be plenty of support Saturday night. We're talking with Melissa Mitchell. She'll be here at the Hope Social Club for the dance party at the Civic Center Saturday night. And Melissa, how many songs have you written?
I don't know. You know, I've kind of been going through the old stuff, you know, and kind of trying to relive. And I it's probably in between realistically 50 to 60 songs, you know. So not a million or anything, but, you know, definitely
that's a lot.
Enough.
All right. All right, we talked a little bit about some of the other band members, but it's kind of fun. The tickets will be for sale at A Rogue's Garden, and you've maybe been there before, but that's...
Oh, yeah.
Rick Nielsen is in your group, and tell us a little bit about some of your bandmates and what it means to them to play in Valdez. I would imagine that Rick and Kathy had something to do with getting this going here.
Yeah, well, it's actually been... You know, Rick has been playing with me for a long time. And originally when he first, you know, moved from Valdez and kind of came to the Anchorage Girdwood area, he was my bass player for quite some time. And then I realized he could play guitar and sing, you know, and it just kind of morphed into what it is now. We've spent quite a bit of time in Valdez and have been playing shows, you know, at the Civic Center for years now, you know. So it's super fun to come for all of us. We always wish we could spend more time, and, you know, it's quite the, you know, the hall, but Rick does it all the time to come play with us here. So we figure we owe him.
You owe him one visit. So hopefully a lot of folks will come out Saturday, and I think they will. I think it'll be a great time at the Civic Center. Where are you going from here? I know you mentioned at one point you might be doing some touring out of state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of always the ultimate goal. So we're hoping to do a tour in the fall. We're also hoping to, you know, make a new record. So, you know, there's kind of lots of plans in the works, and that's what's nice about these big, long drives, you know. We get to sit and kind of talk and hash those ideas out and really solidify some things. But, yeah, the idea is always to tour. And, you know, for me personally as an artist, you know, my daughter's 16 now, you know, so she's got a couple more years of school. And, you know, so I'm kind of trying to spend the next couple of years really building a good channel out of here for me, you know, so that I can go back and forth a little more easily and play music all over the place, because that's really what inspires me, is being out playing, you know. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we hope to inspire you and us here Saturday mm-hmm. night, Civic Center. One more time, tickets at a Rogues Garden, Harbor Landing General Store, and at the door. There will be a cash bar. It's for folks 21 and older. Starts at 8 o'clock at the Civic Center. Anything else they need to know, Melissa? Just get on up there, right?
Yeah, bring your dancing shoes. Prepare to sweat. We're going to work it out. We're going to sweat to the oldies.
All right. Thanks a lot.